What are you looking at?
Oh, now it's...
Yes.
Yeah!
Right, oh. Welcome along. It's another After Show show. PJ and Jim's After Show show. God, I tell you something. Look, only what? How many more of these till Christmas time?
Oh, there's only...
next week's one.
2 weeks. Oh, yes. Yeah, so one more and then it's Christmas. Yeah.
Maybe we should do... Maybe we should do...
It's this day 2 weeks. It's ship day. Yeah. Oh.
Maybe we should do a Christmas special.
Oh, no. Why would you do that now?
No,
this is the one opportunity we have.
Like, all the great double acts had Christmas specials. Markham and Wise.
Yeah.
Cannon and Ball.
Yeah. And that,
Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah, and they're all a show of shite bags. The whole lot of them do.
They were. Laurel and Hardy.
We're not even...
Just trying to think.
I'll do a Christmas special if we can do what they did and capitalise off it. Then, you know, make some money off it. We can't, though.
Like, remember the Christmas specials? There was always big Christmas specials, big extravaganzas.
Oh, yeah, they were dreadful.
We could get guests in and everything.
Oh. Because that's what everybody wants, is more work for Christmas. Oh, no, no.
Just saying, it'd be amazing.
I stand totally against this. I like that this is a little place where we can come into and be rambling on. In our usual...
Right, what about if we arranged... What about if this, right? Suppose we arranged a Christmas special and our version of special guests where we'll just make Mike do it and Tara do it.
Yeah,
And whoever's around the office do it.
Yeah, we're not in it.
Like Helene... PJ and Jim's Christmas after show special without PJ and Jim.
Yeah. Tara, Mike, Jenny, Helena, they all do it. We're not in it at all. That's literally the surprise.
The problem with that would be, what happened if people like it without us in it?
Oh, that sounds even better.
All of a sudden it's like, bring back Tara and Mike and Helena and all them and Trina.
Listen, I'm all for that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm 100%. I've no problem with that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What about me? What about my career?
I mean,
me best to hang on to your coattails here on the basis of getting a career out of it.
No, you're acting like we're getting paid for this bit. We just come in and shite Elvis. This is the free bit.
This is a give to your fans, PJ. This is an extra little bit of
I'm
PJ Gallagher that you get for free.
Well, I'm offering them five other presenters instead of two. Completely at their own...
I'll grant you, there is value in that.
I was going to say completely at their own Shakespeare. What does that mean? I'm so sick. I can't make sense of fucking anything at the moment.
To be fair, it's been a strange week, right? You have genuinely been ill.
Oh, and I still am.
And I, for some reason,
I'm
have had...
I'm actually sick of myself at the moment.
Me and sleep seem to be going through a messy divorce at the moment. I don't know what it is. I just what it is about sleeping at the moment.
It's
full moon or something or whatever. It's all really weird.
And even last night again, you still weren't getting
away. Well, you know, last night, obviously, I took specific medication in the form of special liquid medication somebody recommended to me. It comes in pint amounts.
Right.
And
pints?
Yeah. I got it in a place next door.
Black stuff, yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think I've seen it. Black
absolutely.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a sort of a weird kind of creamy top on it.
That's the one.
That's the stuff.
I can't remember. You don't get it in a chemist, though.
Unusually for sleeping potion, it's full of sugar.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
It's great. And what I love about it, I tell you,
I trusted it, though, because somebody said it's vegan now, apparently.
It is vegan, yeah.
There you go. There's no fish bones or something in it.
The unfortunate side effect of it, though, is it gives you a mad craving for a burger. Have you noticed that?
Right, I did, but I resisted that bit.
Did you?
I resisted that bit because I thought it might stop me sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to that man's chest there,
graveling
away. Unbelievable.
So now that's snot. Like that's snot, isn't it? That people hear when they're coughing like that.
Don't bring down
mucus
the tone.
Mucus and snot and dirt and old shit on your chest.
It's not good.
I'm gonna have to get a cough bottle now today.
And you're an awful man for not going to a doctor.
Well, why would you go to
it? I tell you, what's amazing about this show, right? The amazing thing about this show is, okay, so there's PJ and myself and there's Tara and there's Magic Mike and all that sort of stuff. And you wouldn't imagine among four people you could get loads of extremes. But when it comes to illness, right, PJ and Mike are literally poles apart. PJ won't go to a doctor if he was run over by two buses and shot, he wouldn't go to a doctor. Whereas Magic Mike, if you say to him, I heard about this lad once who had a cold, Michael go, to be honest with you, I think I better go to the doctor on the way home. He's an unbelievable hypochondriac.
Yeah, and I don't mind. I'll go to the doctor. I just need at least three problems. I'm saving up. Like, I just feel so hard done by if I spend 50 quid.
What about if you've got one very, very, very big problem? Like, I mean, let's face it, right? If you were to say to an average person,
yeah,
right, okay, his symptoms are this. Like, if you walked into a chemist and said, "Howie, I'm looking to get something. I've got a bit of an... Yeah, what seems to be the problem? Well, my skin is crawling. I have a pain in my elbow.
Oh, yeah.
What was the other things that you had?
My eyes are very sore.
His eyes don't work. He's coughing. His chest sounds like a one of those jigsaw things.
And the snot.
And
the snot,
yeah,
is just a never ending.
Is snot to be sneezed at?
Yeah.
I mean, that might qualify as something that would be more than, you know, your average winter chill.
Maybe, yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Ah, fuck, it'd be grand. Do you know?
You see what I mean? The man just won't cave in. Whereas you say to Mike, you know, feels a draft, and he's like, "Oh my god, Jay, you have to be careful. Pneumonia season, you know."
I know. Yeah, Mike gets hungry. And he goes, "I'm never hungry at this time. I had better go to a doctor." Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm normally never hungry till 2. It's only 1:30. I'm going to go to a doctor.
There must be something wrong. Obviously, I have a tapeworm or something.
Yeah.
If I'm hungry a half an hour early,
yeah,
I better go and get that seen too.
Whereas I go to the toilet and blood would come out. I go, that's one problem. If I get another few, I'll be all right.
Have you always been like that? Did you ever have a bad incident with a doctor or something?
Yeah, every time I go, they cost me 50 quid and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God, I'm getting worse thinking about it now. This is your fault.
Right.
You're actually making me sick. But no, yeah, but I don't like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that was recorded. You're making me sick.
You make me sick, Jim McCabe. No, but I don't know, I suppose I've had bad times with doctors, yeah. Like, yeah.
Because like, in fairness, when we're riding the bikes and everything, when you were smashing yourself up and bouncing off walls and poles and things, you know, and getting bits put into you and taken out of you and all that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I've just had too many bad times. I've been in doctors so much. Like, ever since I was a kid, I've been in doctors all the time.
Yeah.
So I was always hurting myself.
I would have preferred you didn't phrase it as, "I've been in doctors so much."
I've been in the doctors. I've been in the doctors loads. All kinds of reasons I've been in the doctors. And I suppose I hate going to the doctor. And I hate taking tablets. You know... And I'm actually exhausted listening to myself complaining, even though I never stopped doing it in here.
You actually look like you're about to doze off. You look like you're kind of a... I'll tell you something, how much more of talking are we doing? Because I'm fading fast.
I'm not feeling well talking about how not well I am. I think that's one of the worst symptoms so far.
I'll tell you what's weird about things like colds, flus, all that sort of stuff. Like... Nobody takes it seriously, right?
No.
Because let's face it, on the text, all you got was, "Oh, man up for God's sake, will you? Hey,
yeah,
guys, bloody, get a bit of lead behind the head." That's what he needs.
Yeah, one of the women said she's just got a pain in his man flute, which was particularly rude.
Right, whereas if you came in and you had like a broken finger or something, whatever, people would be genuinely sympathetic. They'd be like, "Oh my God, what happened
to you?" Yeah, and a broken finger's no big deal.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't even really hurt.
It's
if
weird.
You don't move it.
But if you go like, if things like flus, colds, a toothache, anything like that,
yeah,
no sympathy.
No sympathy.
None.
Oh, you'd be great, yeah. Especially the likes of Tara there. Jesus Christ, she's like, it's like a lion. She's looking at you thinking, if he drops dead, I'll eat you. Big, yoked, soft old bastard, she'd be thinking, looking at you.
Like a hyena just walking around.
I know.
Any second now, he's going to go. He's going to go.
He's going to go. I'm going to scoff the balls. Oh, no, Jesus, I shouldn't say that. No, she wouldn't do that. Oh, that's terrible. That's not what I meant at all.
You meant purely from a food perspective.
I meant, yeah, she, yeah.
The non-sexual food perspective.
The nutrition.
Of scuffing the balls off
you. The nutrition. Oh my God, this is a terrible thing.
The sweetbreads.
This is a terrible thing to say now about anyone. That's not what I meant. But I'm just saying, yeah, so like to people like Tara, there's no sympathy, there's just hard edge on them.
Yeah.
Even though she did take 2 days off for sickness, I just battled on.
That's
saw
right.
her through.
Yeah. You decided your mission was to infect as many other people in the building
as
was humanly
possible. Yes, me and my soft balls came in anyway. And I've been coughing and croaking the whole time. Whatever this weird disease I'm after getting now, it gives you double entendres all the time. Every time I open my mouth, something dirty comes out and I'm trying to talk clean. It's like I've got a dirty mouth flu. It's the weirdest thing.
What a weird virus to have.
Yeah, I've got that dirty mouth.
It's
flu.
Like it's so you've gotten some version of like the flu version of what did they call that? Tourette's. You've got like the flu version of Tourette's where you have to say dirty double entendres.
Yeah, I have Florette's. I have Florette's. Yeah.
That's a brilliant
name. That's exactly what I have, is Florette, yeah.
Oh, my God. So so when you sneeze now, it's like, up your arse!
Yeah. up your hole. Jeez, sorry about that. I have Florette. And they went, oh, that's a very bad thing, is the Florette. I know,
yeah.
Keeps making me do innuendos. Sorry, I meant innuendos. I didn't mean it. Yeah.
Oh, bizarre.
Ah, flocking pain in the middle. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Oh, my God. So I assume you're hoping that this will stay with you now, will it, till Christmas, so that you actually have a legitimate, not that you've ever needed a legitimate excuse, but you can actually say now, look, I don't want you to catch anything. Don't be coming near mine. I'll be fine.
Yeah, no, stay away from me. Don't be coming over here making yourself sick, hanging out with me. You'll get florets for Christmas Day and you'll scare the children. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be the positive side for it. But sure, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas Day. To the day, I think, isn't it? So, yeah. No,
very
so
nearly.
I don't think it's going to last. I'm just out of curiosity. Long. I'm a week tomorrow with the...
Has your mother intervened yet?
How do you mean?
You know, from an Irish mammy perspective, has she witnessed your illness?
And oh, she has, yeah.
Has she offered any sage advice as to what you should be doing?
Oh, no, she just gives you mammy advice, you know. You don't look after yourself at all. You're not feeding yourself.
That's sort of wise after the event, though.
Yeah, but you know the way, yeah. You're not feeding yourself. Look at you. You look like you haven't had a morsel in 6 months, she goes. You look like a hunger striker, she says. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm after putting on weight. I had 2 slices of peppermint cheesecake for me breakfast, for the love of Jesus. Because I couldn't be fucking arse cooking.
Yeah.
Ah, no, there's nothing. There's no colour left in your face. I know. I'm sick. Ah, that's because you're drinking enough water. You're probably drinking piss out of a pint glass. I'm not doing any of these things. Oh, what's wrong? Are you taking your vitamins? You're
right.
You know, Grant's mother's just full of those questions. Oh, you need to go.
Will I make you a sandwich?
Yeah, go upstairs and lie down and I'll make you a sandwich. I'm not eating a sandwich lying down. That's not what I mean. All of that stuff. Yeah, fairness. She's great like that. She's proper Irish mammy like that.
Proper,
you know?
Irish mammy.
And then she's like, no, you have to be careful. Look.
Have you tried this?
We only just put down the dog. I don't have what the dog died of.
I'm just saying it's a coincidence because he looked very like you at the end.
He had no colour in his face like you. He's got very grey. Matt, I'm 40 fucking 4. That's nothing to do with sick. I'm a middle-aged man.
Yes, but is that dog years, BJ?
Yeah, no, I'll never forget when I said to her, I'm 44. She goes, ha, you're not 44. And I was like, I am. She goes, Jesus Christ. She felt sorry for herself.
Yeah, yeah. That does come as a shock.
Yeah, yeah.
When your kids are suddenly kind of like old.
Oh, that's how I always say, you know you're old. When your son goes bald.
Yeah.
When you go bald, no, that's grand. Because, you know, people can go bald in their 20s.
Yeah.
My old man, I think, was going bald when he was like 15 or something. So it's not a big deal. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But when your son goes bald, you can start saying, yeah, I'm getting on a bit.
You start thinking, I probably have hung around too long.
Yeah, yeah. You start going, right, now maybe I do have what the dog has. You know, me and the dog could be on the way out together.
Oh, fantastic.
But that is definitely how you know. But Jesus, yeah, I'm feeling fierce pity for myself, which is an awful thing.
And it is lingering a bit.
It's a week tomorrow, for Jesus' sake. A week.
Yeah.
Oh, I never used to get sick. That's the problem as well. I am 44. I never used to get sick when I was a young fella. Never did. I just never got sick. I was one of those people I hung around with sick people because, ha, your flu isn't good. You're never going to catch me. Now I'm just like, now all I have to do is look at someone that's sick on TV.
But that's what I'm...
And here I am with florets.
I'm a little bit worried, I have to say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, Mike had a couple of days off with it. Tara's had a couple of days off with it. You wouldn't bother your whole taking a couple of days off with it.
No,
so,
no.
I mean, like, I'm literally surrounded. It's like a zombie. I feel like, as I said on the show one of the days during the week, I'm like Will Smith. In whatever that thing was called, when he was the last man on earth.
Oh, what was that called? I Am Legend.
That's the one. And everybody else was a zombie.
I know, yeah. And I'm like your dog. It's like the two of us are left.
You're infected. The dog. Did the dog get infected in that movie?
I don't know. The dog died anyway. Did he? He got it by them zombies.
It's just
bastards,
like, you know, I feel like you're coming to get me. And you know, when I get it, then it's like, as I always used to say, I only get 2 colds a year.
Yeah.
And they both last for 6 months each.
Well, and there you go, yeah. So I hope now, to be honest, like, you know, that you don't get this while we're working anyway. It'd be great if you got it there Christmas Eve now for the week.
That'd be amazing. If I woke up feeling absolutely shit on Christmas morning, and then
and your week off begins.
And a little note arrived saying, Merry Christmas from PJ.
Yeah, enjoy the florets.
I gave you florets for Christmas.
Christmas florets. Enjoy that and hock it up, you old bastard. See you in the new year. Oh yeah, I'm such God a good hearted fella, aren't I?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm going to wrap this podcast up early because it's like I can feel the germs trying to get at me from over that side of the desk.
Well, it is our second last one for Christmas, so first of all I'd like to thank you for doing this podcast with me and offer you now a nice Frenchie to finish the podcast. So come on over here and stick your tongue in me hooter. And I'll give you some florets for your Christmas dinner.
Oh my Jesus.